The United Nations Children's Fund has warned that the war in Yemen continues to take a, quote, horrific toll on children. UNICEF Chief Henrietta Fore says that 8 children are killed or injured on average across Yemen every day. She says children are exposed to violence everywhere and they can no longer safely do things that all children love to do. The comments are made after 5 kids lost their lives in a mortar attack as they were playing at home in the western port city of Hodeidah. That's where a shaky ceasefire has been in place since late last year between Saudi-backed forces and Houthi fighters. Fore says only a comprehensive peace agreement in Yemen can enhance children's safety. Let's now discuss Yemen a little bit. We'll have Alfred Desayas, who's a former secretary with the UN Human Rights Committee, joining us from Geneva. And also Saeb Shath, author and Middle East affairs expert, who is joining us from Belfast. Good to see you both, gentlemen. Let me start with Alfred. You have heard about the plight of Yemenis for sure. The whole infrastructure in the country is ruined, and the people, especially civilians, are bearing the brunt, and specifically children. What can be done for children in Yemen?
Well, first of all, let me call this, because we should put the right name on the beast. I mean, we're dealing with the worst humanitarian crisis in the world. We're dealing here with geopolitical crimes. We're dealing here with state terrorism from the part of the Riyadh regime. Obviously, the children of Yemen need urgent assistance, urgent protection. Now, humanitarian aid is always ex post facto. What we need is prevention of the aggression. Now, we've seen this war lasting for 4 years, but why does it last for 4 years? Because the United States, the United Kingdom, Europe provide the regime in Saudi Arabia with modern weapons, logistical support, all sorts of assistance that makes it possible for Saudi Arabia to carry out genocide on the people of Yemen. This, of course, is a crime against humanity under Article 7 of the Statute of Rome. 123 states have ratified the Statute of Rome of the International Criminal Court. Obviously not the United States, and obviously not Saudi Arabia. My proposal, first of all, get all the humanitarian aid in, but secondly, stop the aggression. And to stop the aggression, you need a total arms embargo on the aggressor, Saudi Arabia.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go to Belfast now. Saeb Shath, is a total arms embargo, like Alfred said, is possible? Can it be done with the U.S. and some European countries giving it lip service, practically providing the Saudis and their allies with arms in Yemen?
The U.S. House of Representatives voted overwhelmingly to direct President Donald Trump within 30 days to end all participation in hostilities, which is affecting, or the war is affecting Yemen. And we had in Abu Dhabi a few days ago, or last week, a couple of weeks ago, when they had the arm show in the military show exhibitions. One of the American generals stated that they are still back in Saudi's led war in there, and accordingly to the military generals, to the media, and his as well statement, the assistance the Americans are providing to the Saudis, it meant to help them to discriminate against and targeting, and to avoid the civilian casualties. We know over 100,000 may be killed by this stray American weaponry they supply the Saudis with. We know the Americans are refueling in the air the Saudis American-made jet fighters. We know they are the ones who give them the coordinates for the targets, which they, at the end of the day, results in killing children in school buses and. We know the public opinion is galvanized today in demanding the America and Western Europe, especially the British, to stop supplying the Saudis with even internationally forbidden weapons like cluster bombs and the rest, or the monsters bombs the Americans they provided the Saudis. Yesterday, Senator Bernie Sanders, at his first rally of the US 2020 presidential bid, condemned Saudi Arabia and insinuated about the American role in it. So the public opinion and the political opinion aware, but all of this problem, where it stemmed from? The geopolitical position of Yemen. Yemen, through Bab al-Mandab and the Gulf region and the Arab Sea, they call it, it controls 40% of the world traffic of energy, oil and gas.
Right.
So, and plus its position on the Red Sea and the Arabian Sea, which is interest, the Zionist entity, the United States of America's hegemony in the area. And that's why Yemen have to stay in the sphere of influence of the United States of America and the Saudis. If this war have to stop, the United States of America can stop it in 1 minute, giving orders to its own puppets in there to stop it. But they need this war to go on, so there will be never an independent sovereign state in Yemen. And always that area will be controlled by the puppets of the United States of America.
That's right. Okay. A very big if the U.S. wants to stop it. Okay, interesting point. Now, Alfred Isaias, the UNICEF chief says that only a comprehensive peace agreement in Yemen can enhance children's safety. Do you think that comprehensive peace agreement is at all possible? Because, you know, they had this agreement, but a ceasefire, it has been very shaky.
Well, the United States does not want that agreement. Saudi Arabia does not want that agreement. And the United States, United Kingdom, are making tons of money selling weapons to Saudi Arabia. So there is little interest on the part of one side to have that kind of an agreement. My appeal is to world public opinion. My appeal is to Antonio Guterres, the Secretary General of the United Nations, who should offer his good offices to reach some sort of mediation. He should also engage the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights to carry out an investigation of what is going on and to condemn what is happening to the people of Yemen and to the children of Yemen, not only in the Human Rights Council, but in the Human Rights Committee, in the Committee on Economic, Social, Cultural Rights, and in all other United Nations agencies. It is an absolute scandal how the media, the so-called mainstream media, has downplayed the suffering of the Yemeni people, has downplayed the cholera epidemic, has downplayed the starvation. There are estimate that as many as 80,000 children have died of starvation. There are estimates that 56,000 civilians have died. These are estimates of the Armed Conflict Location and Event Data Project. Even the lowest estimate of death lies by 17,000. And these are 17,000 too many. And the thing is, you have here blatant aggression, you have here violations of the Rome Statute, Article 5, the crime of aggression, Article 6, genocide, Article 7, crimes against humanity, Article 8, war crimes. The prosecutor in The Hague is not dealing with this matter. This in itself puts the credibility of the ICC into question.
Right. Okay, so Amjad, very, very briefly, please. Do you think that the UN and or other world bodies will be able to put an end to this war on Yemen? Briefly, please.
We see in the agreement which is was signed on reach between the Houthis and the Saudis alliance, which is Hadi Mansour, on Sweden about Hodeidah. And the Saudis weren't interested in putting it to practice. They kept every day the war is going. And this is the only artery Hodeidah can supply food for the besieged Yemeni people. We have a very major point in here. If you want to look at the epidemics of cholera and typhoid and all of these diseases, it's, I believe myself, it's biologically and socially engineered to target the areas where is the Houthis and Ansar Allah's areas as they are in. So these are engineered by some sort of a specialist to create this famine in that area who's been targeted by air and the ground and as well by diseases. And that's kind of way we noticed when the Yemenis 5 years ago agreed to sit down together and form a government which includes all shades of political opinions in Yemen, suddenly this war broke out. They don't want to see the Yemeni united. This is the bottom line. There is somebody want to keep this country is backward, not dependent on its resources, okay. Not doesn't have any future, and to be the playground for the Saudis and the Zionists and the United States of America's interests in the region.
Okay, appreciate your comments and perspective. I should thank our guests who joined us. We had Alfred Zayas, former Secretary of the UN Human Rights Committee from Geneva, and also we had Saab Shath, author and Middle East affairs expert, who joined us from Belfast. Thank you, gentlemen, and thank you for watching this news review. That's the end of this news review section.